The Extraordinary Adventures of Arsène Lupin, Gentleman Burglar. By Maurice Leblanc. Narrated by Paul Spera. Sound by Patrick Martinez-Bourna. The Lady with the Hatchet. One of the most incomprehensible incidents that preceded the Great War was certainly the one which was known as the episode of the Lady with the Hatchet. The solution of the mystery was unknown, and would never have been known had not circumstances in the cruelest fashion obliged Prince Rénine, or should I say Arsène Lupin, to take up the matter, and had I not been able today to tell the true story from the details supplied by him. Let me recite the facts. In a space of 18 months, 5 women disappeared. 5 women of different stations in life, all between 20 and 30 years of age and living in Paris or the Paris district. I will give their names. Madame Ladoux, the wife of a doctor. Mademoiselle Ardan, the daughter of a banker. Mademoiselle Covereau, a washerwoman of Courbevoie. Mademoiselle Honorine Vernisset, a dressmaker. And Madame Grolinger, an artist. These 5 women disappeared without the possibility of discovering a single particular to explain why they had left their homes, why they did not return to them, who had enticed them away, and where and how they were detained. Each of these women, a week after her departure, was found somewhere or other in the western outskirts of Paris, and each time it was a dead body that was found, the dead body of a woman who had been killed by a blow on the head from a hatchet. And each time, not far from the woman who was firmly bound, her face covered with blood and her body emaciated by lack of food, the marks of carriage wheels proved that the corpse had been driven to the spot. The 5 murders were so much alike that there was only a single investigation embracing all the 5 inquiries and, for that matter, leading to no result. A woman disappeared, a week later to a day her body was discovered, and that was all. The bonds that fastened her were similar in each case. So were the tracks left by the wheels, so were the blows of the hatchet, all of which were struck vertically at the top and right in the middle of the forehead. The motive of the crime? The 5 women had been completely stripped of their jewels, purses, and other objects of value. But the robberies might well have been attributed to marauders or any passers-by, since the bodies were lying in deserted spots. Were the authorities to believe in the execution of a plan of revenge or of a plan intended to do away with a series of persons mutually connected, persons, for instance, likely to benefit by a future inheritance? Here again the same obscurity prevailed. Theories were built up, only to be demolished forthwith by an examination of the facts. Trails were followed and at once abandoned. And suddenly there was a sensation. A woman engaged in sweeping the roads picked up on the pavement a little notebook which she brought to the local police station. The leaves of this notebook were all blank, excepting one, on which was written a list of the murdered women, with their names set down in order of date and accompanied by 3 figures, Ladoux, 132, Vernisset, 118, and so on. Certainly no importance would have been given to these entries, which anybody might have written, since everyone was acquainted with the sinister list. But instead of 5 names, it included 6. Yes. Below the words Grolinger 128, there appeared Williamson 114.